Please join us in a spiritual flight. Ladies and gentlemen, this meeting is now called to order. In line with the Borough of Seabright's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that adequate notice this regularly scheduled meeting was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on January 7, 2019. In each instance, the date, time, and the location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Council members Birdsall.
Here.
Keeler.
Present.
Kelly.
Here.
Lexi.
Here.
Mooney.
Here.
Schwartz.
Here.
We'd like to begin our meeting with a moment of silence. We lost Dr. Douglas O'Connor, resident of Seabright. Please give him a moment. Stay a moment of silence. Thank you very much. First item this evening is an individual action resolution for police department promotions, and the resolution promotes John Arias to the position of captain, James McHugh to the position of lieutenant, and Richard Hugel to the position of sergeant. May we have a motion, please?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion and a second. Roll call. Councilman Birdsall?
Yes.
Councilman Keeler?
Yes.
Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lexi?
Yes.
Councilman Rooney?
Yes.
Councilman Schwartz?
Yes.
Okay. We'd like to administer oaths of office at this time. And so we have members of the family, and maybe we could take them in ranking order. Captain Arias, you want to go first?
Sure. Member of your family here, so hold the Bible for you. And I'm going to ask you to raise your hand and
repeat
after me. And I,
John Arias,
do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution.
I will support the Constitution
of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And I will bear true faith.
I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
Allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established.
And the governments established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And in this state.
In this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
I do further solemnly swear.
I do further solemnly swear.
That I will impartially and justly.
I will impartially and justly.
Perform all the duties.
Perform all the duties.
Of police captain.
Of police captain.
In the department in the borough of Seabright.
In the department in the borough of Seabright.
Do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution
of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution
of the State of New Jersey.
Of the State of New Jersey.
And I will bear true faith.
And I will bear true faith.
And allegiance.
And allegiance
to the same.
To the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
I do further solemnly swear.
I do further solemnly swear.
That I will impartially.
That I will impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties.
All the duties.
Of police lieutenant.
Of police lieutenant.
In the department in the borough of Seabright.
In the department in the borough of Seabright.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you.
and state your name and address.
I, Richard Hubel Jr.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Of the state of New Jersey.
Of the state of New Jersey.
And I will bear true faith.
And I will bear true faith.
And allegiance.
And allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the governments established.
To the governments established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of people.
Under the authority of people.
I do further solemnly swear.
I do further solemnly swear.
That I will impartially.
That I will impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties.
All the duties.
Of police sergeant.
Of police sergeant.
In the department in the borough of Seabright.
In the department in the borough of Seabright.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
While we have you all assembled here, can I just ask you all to please join us in a standing ovation for our tremendous Seabright Police Department? Thank you to all the distinguished officers and family members who joined us this evening. We'll give you a minute. I'm sure you don't want to stay for the budget presentation, although we'd love to have you.
On the vacant lot, that lot, the one where the beach office was?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we were told they couldn't enclose it completely because they still need it for a thoroughfare. But I don't, I can't tell you that they're gonna...
I will get you an update there.
And they need that for thoroughfare to go to and from the parking lot?
I didn't speak directly to the property manager.
Okay. My other question is, the trailer that's there that the police are using for storage, do we own that or do we rent it?
Yes.
We rent it?
That was a question. Do we rent or own that trailer? I think we own that trailer, but I...
The storage locker.
Brett would know that, Freeman. I don't know. I honestly don't know that. Yeah. I would assume we own it. I haven't seen anything come through here. We were paying any rental fees on that.
Yes.
So, well, they have the two trailers that they rent for their offices.
Correct. But this one is a storage trailer they use for some of their traffic stuff.
Conics.
Records, all that other stuff that they could not fit.
Yeah, Ms. Janet was here last time, and she mentioned that it's not a great place.
It's kind of old, it's just nice and tall.
At that time, last time, at the last meeting, police chief said they needed, they still required it for storage until they have their new headquarters.
I will check into that.
Very good, thank you.
But the sand fence is still possible.
Okay.
The ordinance for the recyclables, right, we said they have to be in bags. Not in bags anymore, right? We have this wind thing that goes on, and the pails go over, and now everything's all over. Is it our room for the bags not to be there, or is it beyond us?
It is the county landfill that will not allow us anymore. They won't allow us to bring recyclables in bags. We're having the same problems on the beach now, because we have to take the bags out of the trap and then dump the bags into a dumpster before we can take it to the county landfill, or our sanitation people can take it to the county landfill. So they're making it even harder for us to recycle. Not to mention that our recyclables are now twice as much as just disposing of trash, which is a universal problem.
I've been putting them in pails, and that last one we had, I don't even have a pail anymore. That's gone. The church is all over the...
The recyclable quotient is changing rapidly right now because of the cost of recyclables, because they cost a lot more than getting rid of trash, unfortunately.
Mike Castellano, Asbury Park. I'm the chair of the Certified Foundation New Jersey Shore Chapter, and I had spoken with Councilman Schwartz about some plastic legislation that you guys have had in place for some time. You mentioned that you were looking to rewrite it and kind of strengthen it a little bit, so I just wanted to hear your thoughts on exactly what you guys have in mind. Do you guys want to piggyback off something that like Monmouth Beach is doing? Do you want to set specific legislation, or how does that really work for you guys?
We don't currently know what it's going to look like. It's currently was referred to our green team, and they're again.
Okay.
So if you want to be involved in the process, we welcome that.
Yeah, you guys have our full support, absolutely. I mean, we have a ton of resources, and working with cities, I mean, obviously, Sightseeing by working with Asbury is long range, and so any resources we have, we'd be willing to offer. Anything that we can do for you guys.
Sounds good, but can you give Chris some information?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we have a meeting next week.
We have a meeting next week.
Okay, can I get some thoughts on that?
They want to work and consult the businesses and, all the stakeholders.
Right, so what's happening, we invited all the businesses in town to a green team meeting on April 10th at 3:30, I believe. And it's a public meeting, you're one welcome.
Okay, awesome, yeah.
And that's not in, Chris, what's that going to be? Going to be here? Or is it in the old building?
It's going to be in the old building.
Okay, so in the old Pearl.
Okay.
Which is not this.
Have you mentioned a fee of any sort to the merchants?
We haven't gotten that far yet. This is an initial, this ordinance was forgotten.
Right.
So, yeah. It's interesting that as They banned Harley smoking in the late '80s.
I know, we had one from the trendsetters.
We were number two, I think. I think Newark had done it first, and then we were like number two right after that, if I recall correctly. But it was recently rediscovered. We didn't want to just shove it on everyone without any notice, so we're setting our deadline for ourselves of December 31st. We got our act in order, and we just want to talk to the businesses, make sure that they're involved in the process.
Yeah, because I know a lot of the businesses, I don't know what their supplies would look like. I don't know how far in advance people buy plastic, but it could be a year's worth, so.
We'll find out on Wednesday.
But I mean, speaking only for myself, I'm hoping that we'll be able to phase it in.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think there's an easy way to start with bags, and then maybe move to, you know, more consumer-friendly options that aren't single-use plastic, whatever we can come up with the businesses.
Yeah, and straws are super simple. I mean, you don't have to go into like a fall-out ban. You can just do in like straws upon request, because there are people with disabilities who need straws. To ban it would be, yeah, you get some pretty nasty pushback. But straws upon request is such an easy request to ask of people, and like 99% of the people that you ask are usually on board, and anybody who pushes back, I mean, their voice really doesn't really compare to the people that do, so.
Right.
Yeah, I will, I got more information and definitely attend that meeting. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, are you with Surf Rider? Are you also working with Surfers Environmental Alliance? Is everybody just like kind of?
If we end up in the same situation together, we do. I've got a lot of work with Surfing a lot, like Clean Ocean Action. So yeah, if we find ourselves in the same situation, then two heads are better than one, so.
Well, we'd like to do some public education, and we're hoping to improve our recycling compliance and.
Yeah, so what we do a lot is, I don't know if you're familiar with A Plastic Ocean. It's a screening solely based on plastic pollution in the ocean, and it's pretty deep. We have a 30-minute version, but what we do is we go to we're working with Lucky Dog to do a screening there, which is really cool. People come, they watch the screening, then we do a leach cleanup after, you know what I mean? And it really inspires people to get out and do something, and so that's another thing that we can do, just try to get the community involved as much as possible.
Well, thank you for your time coming out
tonight. Yeah, thank you.
Linda Lamy, to Village Road. I'm here again to support Councilman Lex Steele.
Linda, you gotta stop. No offense, but you're coming up here, you're spreading a rumor that you have said repeatedly you have no basis for the word say. There is not a single person on this council who has. It's not okay. And it's frankly, this is like me saying, sitting here and saying, I'm supporting them, you do not condemn Seabright Village and turn it into a playground. No one suggested that, but I'm concerned about the behavior of not doing that. So no one suggested it, so stop saying it. If someone is saying to you that they heard this, let me know. Because I'll be really ticked off that someone suggested something which to the best of my knowledge, no one has discussed.
Well, I would just like to assure that the property is not sold or given to anyone else other than the borough, because that has happened to us in the past.
Who?
And I would just want that on.
What property belonged to the borough that was given to somebody else in the past? When did that happen? Did you just make a statement
in the past? One oceanfront and one river.
And you believe that this town is going to sell that piece of property? And on what basis are you thinking this?
One oceanfront and one river.
By the way, they're all unusable lots. They were completely, you could not build on them, you couldn't do anything to them. We had an opportunity to make some money for the town, for lots that we couldn't use, so we decided to sell those to the adjoining properties, and that's what the issue is.
I'm sure you are aware that there is a deed restriction on the property where the borough hall is located. It would not be a simple matter for the council to just sell that property, and as far as I'm aware, there have been absolutely no conversations that I personally have had or participated in relating to selling that property.
And it's not selling.
So I cannot, and so like, you know, you can speak to. I can't speak for my colleagues, but I can speak for myself. I definitely have spoken about ways to create revenue with the building. There's an office in the front, right? We get the gym back. There might be ways that we could perhaps take a tenant or some way to help offset taxes. But once the building is vacated, but there has been no talk that I'm aware of that the property would ever be sold. And there is a deed restriction. It's deeded to the children of Seabright.
And it couldn't be sold because no one could get that deed restriction released. And if you try to sell it, you revert back to the heirs of Forest Harding. So it would be extremely difficult to do it. So it's just...
Plus, you would have to do the biggest auction. I mean, it's a really the whole process.
My understanding is that we reassured you now, this is the third time that you were stood up and made the same statement. You've been assured three times this isn't happening. And I'm afraid you're perpetuating a rumor, a baseless rumor, because I've asked you repeatedly, is there something you've heard that has led to this? And I've told you three times now, you've indicated, no, I just really feel this way. But there's no reason, I feel a lot of ways better off things. You don't need to keep saying it. We're not doing it.
Well, I appreciate that the leader shared, so I have more confidence. Thank you very much.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Rich.
All right. I just like this. I got a question about the master plan. I see on the master plan, East Church, New Street, East Church Street is still in the B1 zone. Now, I've been coming here for 2 years, asking and have a petition from the residents there. They've been asking, and I wonder why. I was assured that was going to be changed, and it's not.
No. First of all, we have no control over the master plan. That is the planning board. The planning board decided not to take those streets out of the B1 zone. What the issue was is they recommended, and I don't have it in front of me, they recommended that single-family homes were not permitted in that zone. There is a change recommended that single-family homes now be allowed within that zone, which would keep your properties from being non-conforming, which is what they are right now. So that's the recommendation, but the planning board was unwilling to change the zone altogether to remove the businesses from that zone.
Why?
You'd have to ask the planning board.
90% of it is residents.
We gave recommendations to the planning board.
You can't override it?
No. No, the planning board adopts the master plan. That's their purview.
It just makes no sense to keep that a business zone or residential anyway.
I agree with you, and I advocated for that, and I was not updated on this one today. So that was the ultimate decision of the planning board.
All right. If I bring it up, there's no change. Is there?
They would have to reopen. You theoretically could.
I mean, they have on the plan that area is proposed to be R3 zone. Well, what's that mean?
Well, let's ask the attorney to explain the process to change an adopted master plan. Put you on the spot there, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, years, they have to.
Every 10 years.
Thank you. I was going to say
that. We did a whole new
re-examination report.
Not even a re-exam. We adopted a brand new
one. You adopted a brand new one. 2 years ago. So, I mean, that's the way it's usually done. I mean, they can change the master plan. There's notice provisions, which I'd have to get for you exactly, and go through a whole procedure to change it, yeah.
That's the notice
provisions.
Yeah. I would just like to know the reason
why.
I mean, the rationale, why would you not?
So my recollection, and again this is a while ago, my recollection is that there are businesses located within that zone, and the majority of the board members felt that it would be unfair to make those uses pre-existing non-conforming uses and not conforming. So the compromise was, because there were people on the planning board who didn't want to make the residences even permitted uses, which I thought, come on, if they're all residences. So that was the compromise, was to bring the residences in and make them conforming uses along with the business that already exists. And that's what I recollect. You don't quote me on it, but that's my memory of why it stays there.
It wasn't just easy. You have 20 plus homes and only two businesses.
You're preaching to the converted.
That's what happened.
That's what happened. Yeah, you were there. John was there. You were there. Council meeting. Yes.
Okay.
Thank
one
you,
more question. Is there any update on the repair to the seawall walkway?
I think we're getting close. It has to be consistently above 60 degrees for that to come and work with the concrete ceiling.
I believe we've got an estimate. I haven't seen that estimate yet, Joe.
Well, they were going down to the north end to show us three different products.
Okay.
And once the weather was right where they can do that, then we would get an estimate on the one that we like the best. So it was Garden State Seal Coating or somebody that was going down there.
The biggest issue right now is the weather, because you can't put it in without.
Yeah, no, it's not exactly.
We need to get it done on the same work within that.
Sure, thank you.
Any more tonight?
Yes, Joanne Adams, London Forest and Seabright. I have questions on sidewalks. Okay, I mean, two specifically, one on Peninsula, the other one on Osborne. When the one on Osborne was replaced, the second half of the sidewalk that was part of Waterways condominium, when they were redoing, I don't know if it was pipes or whatever, but they redid the sidewalk. I had come to you after that was done to let you know that the sidewalk was now built lower than the original sidewalk. As a result of that, every time it floods on the street, you can't even walk down the sidewalk anymore. In addition to that, the dirt, okay, because you now have a sidewalk lower than what it originally was, the dirt now washes and stones onto the sidewalk. You said, as a matter of fact, Mr. Baroni came down to look at it, Jack came down to look at it, the engineers, okay, came down to look at it, then the engineers changed, it was going to be taken care of. I don't know what has happened, you know, since that. Okay, has anything been done in regard to the sidewalk on Peninsula? Not the sidewalk on Osborne?
Well, with regard to Osborne, I thought that when they did the driveways, they did make some improvements with the aprons to help with the drainage. Fran, I don't know if you were here yet. Were you?
I don't think I was, but I do have some recall that the driveways were redone to keep more of the water in the street gutter, but I'd have to look at the sidewalk in question and come back with a remedy or whatever is being suggested, because I don't recall any sidewalk.
And I only remember the part that it was, Jack, if you remember that part of it was cobblestone or...
Well, that was the issue. They took the wasn't cobblestone, it was the cement board blocks, okay? They left the front part of the complex with the stones on it, the back part...
It was just concrete curb.
Papers, the granite papers. Did they do any improvements to the driveway? No, they did not, okay? The driveway was redone by the condominium association up to the street. It doesn't seem that the curb cut or whatever it's called that they put in really helped with any of the drainage as far as that's concerned. Matter of fact, it looks like it causes more problems than that. But just getting back to it, it's been a number of years now. This goes back to, I think, was it Jackie Flora? Okay.
She was the person that got done. That street got repaved with the new sidewalks as part of the installation of the bulkhead pumping station.
With your piece of property, now you want to come complain about others. I think your 3 minutes are up.
I think you're out of line.
Let's just deal with this.
The other property is the Peninsula Avenue property. The sidewalks, okay, which were destroyed during Sandy, are all cracked and broken. I have written to the mayor. I've written to Joe Farrumi. Okay, Joe came back to me asking me. I also wrote to the insurance company. And he asked if I had any pictures in regard to that, which I then sent him the pictures of the actual trucks rolling over the sidewalks, okay, breaking the sidewalks and those monster trucks and things like that. And Jack has come down, and Jack looked at it also. So we're just trying to figure out, okay.
Are you referring to damage that was caused after the storm?
Yes.
With the trucks?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make clear what trucks you're referring to.
Yes, well, Mr. Bruni has the pictures.
But they were not our trucks, Mayor. We did not use the Peninsula lot for any, as I understood it, I was not here immediately after the storm, but that could have been the Department of Transportation, some of the other contractors.
I mean, we're well beyond our Sandy claim window.
This has been going on, okay, and I have been writing for like close to 5 years now, so it's not that I'm going saying, well, this happened 5 years ago. When it happened, okay, I came back, and again, I don't know if it was a town, but they used it as a dumping ground for the sand, okay, that they were moving from the streets. You asked for the pictures, but then no one ever got back to me in regard to that. All right, thank you.
Kenny, you didn't come here for fun, did you?
Oh, I'm just listening.
Okay. All right. We're moving on to our voting agenda. First up, we have our consent agenda.
Okay.
Good job, guys.
Just on the consent agenda, I'd like to pull 53 and 54. No question.
Do you move the rest of the consent agenda, Jeff?
Yes.
I'll second that.
Let's see. Consent agenda will now consist of resolutions 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68. We've got a motion and a second. Councilmembers
Berthold? Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
What are they pointing?
This is the consent agenda minus the escrow deposits.
Why are we pulling it?
Because he wants to pull it.
But he wants to come and talk to us.
Yes, yes.
Schwartz.
Yes.
So the two remaining items are Resolution 53-2019 and 54-2019. I would just like to make a public statement actually regarding these resolutions. I think there is a bit of misinformation, disinformation floating around our community with regard to what these are. I saw a newsletter that didn't necessarily present that, I thought, accurately. These represent the developer who wishes to do these projects, creating an escrow account and depositing some money in the escrow account so that if the borough wanted to move forward and do any engineering, study, measuring, etc., no taxpayer money would be used to investigate these potential projects. It doesn't mean that the borough is going forward on the projects. It means that the borough is agreeing to take escrow so that in case there's investigation engineering needed, there's funds to pay. So that's what 53 and 54 are, and Councilman Keeler has requested them pulled.
Do we have any estimate of what these charges amount to? They started with $3,000.
Is that
standard?
It is pretty standard, and if the escrow is depleted, like on any other planning or zoning board approval, they would be required to reestablish or add to that to continue the investigation by the borough's professionals.
Do you have a sense of what that might end up being?
They haven't started looking at it yet.
We have our town meeting, we have our town hall meetings coming up about to talk about them, and I think at that point we'll decide as a body whether or not you're going to go forward. If you do, there's your escrow money to do that. Get some professional eyes on it.
We have created a committee at the mayor's request to kind of go over some of these things, some of the things that are coming up for these projects. But we haven't actually had a meeting yet, so that's in progress. So.
We have a separate
committee meeting for it. So.
You think it should be more, Jeff? Is that what
you're saying? No, I just am comfortable with a potential winner putting money into the project that, even though it's written right out, no guarantee, but
Well, this, yeah, the money isn't really, like the mayor said, it's not being set aside for the project at all. It's to cover our costs for studies. Such as things such as flood mitigation, such as traffic mitigation, such as population control, that type of thing. That type of stuff that we need to do studies on, so.
No, I understand. I'm just uncomfortable with the potential winner.
Gotcha.
Putting money in ahead of them.
But we wouldn't know who the winner is yet, because you would have to go through a whole public process to select a redeveloper if you even decided to go that route. So there is no, I mean.
See, this money's basically being set aside so that we can study it and see whether or not it's worth building this, because we have to get these studies in place in order to say yay or nay.
And also, we've never done anything like this here. Mike, I'm going to put you on the spot now, because you're a pro at redevelopment through your work in Neptune. So when someone wants to come in and do a redevelopment project and they put in escrow, what is the relationship between that action and a future project award?
We typically sign a provisional redevelopment agreement with the potential redeveloper, and allows them to, they put up an escrow that covers all legal fees, engineering fees, planning fees, anything, any cost that the town incurs as a result of the new operation, and that occurs before the process of actually identifying the redeveloper. So you get basically a provisional redevelopment agreement.
So they just put it up, they put up that money for me. And then how common is it that, you know, the escrow would be depleted and the community or the town would just walk away and be like, meh?
I won't say it's overly common, but it certainly does happen. So.
What if another developer said, I don't want to contribute?
Typically, you as a borough council would select a developer that you want to have the initial agreement with. You have a process that you determine for identifying the redeveloper at some point. You'll have an RFP process that you want to handle.
All right, so that is. I'll make a motion to approve resolutions 53, 2019 and 54, 2019.
I'll second.
Okay. Roll call. Councilman Birdsall?
Yes.
Councilman Keeler?
No.
Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lexi?
Yes.
Councilman Rooney?
Yes.
Councilman Schwartz?
Yes.
Moving on to our ordinances. First, we have the public hearing on ordinance number 5, 2019.
I'll make a motion to the public.
Second.
Okay. Councilmember Birdsall?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lexi?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Schwartz?
Yes.
Does anybody wish to be heard on this action, which places a moratorium on the old packaging, i.e. plastic bags that have existed on Seabrook books, and it puts a moratorium on this ordinance and stipulates that the borough will develop a revision?
I can't vote for that because it says we repeal it.
Well, you're going to make sure that we do something, aren't you?
So then it shouldn't be in there. That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's how we make sure we get our stuff done.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Okay. Favor?
Aye.
All right. So now we need a motion to adopt ordinance number 5 and advertise according to law.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Okay. Councilman Birdsall?
Yes.
Councilman Keeler?
Yes.
Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lexi?
Yes.
Councilman Rooney?
Yes.
Councilman Schwartz?
No.
Moving on to the public hearing for ordinance number 6, 2019, and this amendment to the Chapter 130 land use.
I'll make a motion to open the public.
Second.
Councilmember Birdsall?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lexi?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Schwartz?
Yes.
Does anybody wish to be heard on this issue?
Make a motion to close the public.
Second.
Favor?
You want a second?
Aye.
Okay, and I'll take a motion to adopt ordinance number 6 and advertise according to law.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Wait, is this?
Councilmembers Birdsall?
Yes.
Keeler?
No.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lexi?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Schwartz?
Yes.
Now I have the introduction of new ordinance number 7, 2019.
Mayor, we're going to have some motions to alter this ordinance. I'm going to make a motion to change section 201-6, which are the regulations governing West Ocean Avenue. There is a proposed change in the ordinance to make that 1 hour parking. That's the parking immediately in front of the Seabright Supermarket, which I think, I thought the chief, he is fine with keeping that 30 minutes, and I think everyone else feels the same way. So I would make that motion to keep that 30 minutes. And that's section 201-6A2.
Any other housekeeping to this ordinance?
Do you want to pick them separately, because...
You want to vote on each one?
Yeah, I think it's separately. 201-6A. That would be 30 minutes. Rather than 1 hour, which is what it is right now.
So this is going to go 30 minutes?
Yes.
Well, it's going to stay the same.
It's going to stay the same. And it's currently 30 minutes, and I don't think we should change it, because people just park and live and get to the market.
Normally you make a motion to...
That's in front of Andy Case.
Yeah.
30 minutes.
You make your changes, and then you make a motion to vote on it as amended.
But I don't think everyone is going to necessarily agree on all the amendments.
Then why don't we do it separately? So we make a motion for each amendment and vote on each amendment separately. So you'd make a motion...
Which is what I did.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's exactly what I did. So we need a second on that.
Second.
Okay. Councilman Burzoi?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lexi?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Schwartz?
Yes.
And I know Councilman Rooney has an amendment.
Yeah, I want to make a motion to amend ordinance 7-2019. My motion is to not change section 201-4C1 and 2. Leave it at 30 minutes until we review it again and get permission from the DOT.
No.
But then I would like to make a motion to introduce the balance of the amended ordinance.
I think you should do them separately.
So okay. 201-4.
Let's do 201-4C1 and 2.
Which would be Ocean Avenue. Retain 30-minute parking as opposed to going to 1 hour parking until it's further reviewed and we obtain permission from the DOT to do same.
I'm not really wanting to entertain changing.
Well, that's what Charlie's motion is.
I mean,
yeah, right now it's 30 minutes.
That's what Charlie's
motion is. DOT involved, if you're not going to change it.
No, but that's Charlie's motion.
So you want a second?
A second.
Right, can we discuss? I don't know, Chief, if I spoke with you previously and I know this was a police recommendation to change it to 1 hour. I don't know if you want to speak on it or not, but...
This has become a touchy subject, which I never even imagined is a touchy. Charlie, I like the 1 hour. You like the half hour. The business, from what I heard, they like the hour. You like the half hour. Mark, you like the hour. This is like an hour. This has become something that I never can imagine. I like the hour myself. I will support whatever you want. I like the hour. I always like the hour. But if it has to be half hour, according to the DOT recommendation, but I do like the hour. But the half hour can work too. So you kind of, I never thought it would get to this point for the parking which happened. I do like the hour myself.
Okay, can I ask you a real question?
Sure.
Why do you like the hour?
Because it just seemed like we never had enough time to go through the whole half hour, because when you think of how much parking we have to do to park people from the kiosks to the side streets to everything, it takes them well over more than an hour to do their round. Two officers constantly riding and looking up heights. The hour worked for us. It seemed like the half hour, it only worked for a few people, and we had certain people that were constantly calling us and harassing us about the half hour. And we were writing the tickets just because out of a response from other people. The hour worked for us. The half hour, it seemed like it got more people upset. They didn't have time. We can make anything work. I'm at the hour personally.
We have no doubt we will enforce whatever.
We will enforce whatever has. If that's the half hour, I will show you my mind will be out there enforcing it in a different way than you've ever seen before. Hour or half hour.
Thank you.
So my feet, am I allowed to say anything? Since our chief took the stage from. No, I feel like the hour is something that is much easier for the police to enforce, and I get that. But there's basically 16 weeks that our businesses get to make a living in this town. And turnover is the key. I think we need 15-minute parking spaces on each block, like by Bungalow Road. We need one in front of Bain's. We need one in front of Surf Dog or Lucky Dog. 15 minutes, in and out, in and out. Because when you come through town, if there's no parking space, you keep going. And I think the half hour, whether you enforce it in 31 minutes or 51 minutes, psychologically has people going in, doing what they got to do, and getting out and leaving. Even for Gigi, Sonny's. I mean, if you want to slice a pie, you know, if you want to call with a sandwich, you know, you want to pick it up, if there's no parking, you're eventually going to say, I can't go to Seabright this time of year. And the businesses, it's a little wicked. So if you were to say to me, what's better? Have our police able to enforce an hour or have our businesses do more business? I would say we're better off with our businesses doing more business and you guys got to get there in a half hour.
You are 100% charming. You are 100% charming. We are out there enforcing when someone says, well, you gave that guy a break. You didn't give that guy a break. We want to make sure we're fair to everybody. So when certain businesses have a whole bunch of cars in front of their guys, that next business says, what about him? It puts us in a spot we want to make sure it's equal for everybody. We want to make sure the businesses always thrive. If you love the businesses, they're great to everybody. And they're the center of this town. We want to make sure we are fine. We don't want you to complain. We don't want anybody to complain.
And he will complain.
I know.
I can't believe I said anything yet.
They always come back to us and they come back to me or they come back to that office with their tickets in their hand and say, what do you do about this? And we try to make it even balance. And it's almost an impossible thing to make everybody happy, but we want to make everybody happy. It's an impossible thing. We can't make the Ocean Avenue apartments happy, the business happy. We want to make everybody happy on this one. It's a tough job. If somebody wants to come out and be talking with us one weekend, you'll see what a tough one is. And we kind of appreciate it, but we're trying.
I believe most people will try to follow the half hour rule. Like tonight, I sat in the editor, and if I couldn't find a place to park, I'm moving on. I'm not going to get a piece. Maybe I'll go to 7-Eleven or something where I can drive in and pull out. The same thing with Seabright Pizza. Or even in the summertime, when I get ice cream, I take it to the bike, but you can't find pizza for it. But what I'm saying is you want the turnover of the people. If people wind up there for an hour, you could have two customers instead of one. And I think there's more businesses that want turnover.
And if you want an hour, you go across the street and pay a dollar.
Right.
You got an hour? You want to get in and out? Park on Ocean Avenue.
Yeah.
Say something. Just like we made a motion. We're trying to make a motion to be open to the public, so.
I don't think we got to the public.
Well, we're just introducing it. We're not even having it. But he's here.
Yes, please.
Can I make a motion to be open to the public?
Sure.
Okay. Second.
On paper.
Ken Gambello, Gigi's, Sonny's. So I think the problem more is in the half hour, the hours, the amount of spots that are there and the times that it's coming through. Since I'm here, you're using me as the example, which is good. Like for the slices during the day, you want in and out, you want in and out. Anybody wants to stay longer, go to the beach parking lot. As for dinner, from let's say 4 or 5 o'clock on, what time is the
6?
6 o'clock. So in that period of time, that's where you know, you need more than an hour, but for the most part, in and out, the half hour is going to be better for the businesses. But the bigger picture here is the amount of spaces that are available either way, whether it be half hour parking or an hour parking, all together, there's not enough spaces, and I think that should be addressed more often, for employee parking, for the customers, 30 minute an hour, whether it's the amount of spaces for the traffic, that we're a big city now, but that's what has to be addressed, and I think that's where we should put more concentration. I don't have the answer.
I just don't know where we get them, so there we go. And then you have 1,400 taxpayers that paid for it.
Yeah, so we don't have to stay up.
Right, I'll make a motion, I'll take anybody else, so I'll make a motion to close the public portion.
Second.
Thank you.
All fits.
So, let's see, did we get a second on the amendment, Council Moody's amendment?
The Council of Shorts, second.
All right, so let me get to the roll call of that. Okay, so this is the amendment to 201:4. Councilman Burzall.
This is Charles' amendment?
AKA Charles' amendment.
No.
Councilman Keeler.
No.
Councilman Kelly.
Yes.
Councilman Lexie.
No.
Councilman Rooney.
Yes.
Councilman Schwartz.
Yes.
I get to vote. I'm gonna have to vote yes. Carrying the motion.
Okay.
All right.
Motion to introduce.
We need to introduce the remaining.
Amended.
The amended one.
The amended one.
Just amended, yeah.
So it was amended twice. I'll make the motion to introduce it as amended.
Second.
All right, roll call. Councilman Burzall.
Yes.
Councilman Keeler. Councilman Kelly.
Yes.
Councilman Lexie.
Yes.
Councilman Rooney.
Yes.
Councilman Schwartz.
Yes.
Now we have capital ordinance number 8, 2019, and this is for the parking kiosk. Additional.
And I know, Joe or Mike, I know it was just added, can you just let us know what this is?
Yes, Mike and I and council during the budget hearing talked about adding the kiosk recommended by the police and administration. This will add a kiosk to the rear of Borough Hall. It will add a kiosk on
East of Shadow, almost just down from Brooks a little bit, just in that little section there, Joe, almost part of the bank that one spot is. It's just one in the front and one in the back.
Is this where the existing spot is?
Yes, you'll see the spot, there's almost a, I think there's a pot right there with a plant in it right now where the pad is at the base.
So there's one right across from Gateway, those there, and then there's one by
a little bit down, a little bit south, but you'll see it right there.
It's to provide additional kiosks for the public to go in instead of walking around looking for kiosks. Is, how many is it?
How many
kiosks?
We have nine already.
No, how many is this added? Two?
Two more.
Two more.
All right, I'll make a motion to introduce.
Second.
Okay, Councilmember Burzall?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lexie?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Schwartz?
Yes.
Next, we have the introduction of the 2019 municipal budget.
Are we?
No, so there's no presentation tonight. It's at the hearing. But Mayor, just real quickly, if you'd like, the total budget is $6,059,945.70, which is up less than 1% over last year's budget. The amount to be raised by taxation is $4,475,000 even, which is up about $100,000 from last year. You have a tax rate decrease of 1.9 cents per 100, which is about a 3.13% decrease in the overall tax rate. The average house, as a result, will see a decrease of $110.74 on the municipal purposes tax. There'll be a budget presentation and a public hearing. The questions on the first meeting in May. The budget will be introduced in the meantime. It will be advertised in the meantime.
Thank you,
Mr. Press.
Anybody have any questions or statements regarding the municipal budget? Okay. I got a motion to introduce from Councilman Keeler. We need a second.
I'll second it.
Councilmember Burzall?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lexie?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Schwartz?
Yes.
Okay. Next up, individual action new business. We have a voucher here.
Vouchers.
So move on. I got the question. Yes, yeah, so I'm going to vote.
And I'll second it.
Councilmember Burzall?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lexie?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Schwartz?
Yes.
Final item is an executive session. We have to go into closed session to discuss litigation and contracts. When we do that, we're going to adjourn at a certain meeting with no further action to be taken.
I'll make a motion to the executive.
All in favor?
Aye.